Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I hope you are having a blessed morning. Welcome to the Love Letters from Christ podcast. I, Shalay, am your host, and I look forward to having you all here to listen to the topics God has placed in my heart. Today, we are going to be talking about accountability. This will be a two-part topic. A lot of different views and opinions comes with this word. I look forward to hearing your opinions about accountability. You can comment below your questions, or if you are a replay watcher, just go ahead and send me your questions on my business phone line, 910-415-3308. So, how is everyone doing today? I hope you guys are all having a blessed Monday. I am so excited to have you guys on today. It is such a blessing. So, the first thing I want to talk about is how I struggled with accountability. What are some things that I battled with in my life that caused me to struggle with accountability? And the thing is, at the time, I didn't really know that I was struggling with accountability. I didn't know I was not being accountable for my actions. I wasn't taking the responsibility. I wasn't taking any kind of responsibilities for the life choices that I had decided to make. And it ended up having long-term consequences, and it ended up having short-term consequences on my life. And if you guys know me personally, you guys know that I struggled with drinking alcohol for, I say, about 7 years. It was about a good 7 years where alcohol like kind of took over my life, and I turned to alcohol as a coping mechanism for every single problem that I had. I always had turned to alcohol. It even gotten so bad that I blamed others for the reason why I drank. But it's nobody's fault why I decided to choose that. That was something that I had decided to choose to deal with my everyday problems. I had decided that drinking would be the best way out of things, and I decided to allow a lie to consume me. So, I struggled with this. I struggled with being accountable for everything, actually. Like, all the problems I faced in my life, I blamed so many other people. And the thing is, it can't be just everyone else's fault, you know? You know, we have the ability to choose how we react to a situation. We can't choose the different obstacles that may be thrown our way, but we do have a choice to react a certain way. And for a good 7 years, the way I reacted to my problems was in a very, very unhealthy way. But I just want to say praise God and thank God he came into my life and really cleaned up those areas. Really, he really began to prune me. He really began to show me what it is, what accountability really means. And he really pointed out to me how I was not being accountable for my actions. And that really, you know, I can look back and say, you know, if I wouldn't have turned to alcohol, then maybe my life would have been differently. Maybe the road and the path, I would have taken a different road. I would have taken a different path. Maybe if I didn't, you know, but then I had to go through that to become a stronger person. And so some of you may be asking yourselves, what does the word accountability mean? Well, according to Google, it means the fact or condition of being accountable, responsibility. And I really want you guys to take some time to ask yourselves today, how are you being responsible for your life decisions, for your life choices? What are you doing to remain accountable for your everyday life? What are the actions that you are taking to stay responsible? Because me personally, I find myself feeling like it's very difficult to remain responsible for certain things. It's like I don't, it's sometimes I really feel like I just don't want to be responsible for things, but that's just not how life works. Life doesn't work like that. You are responsible for the way you live, for the choices that you make. When you wake up in the morning, you have the choice of having a good day or a bad day. Proverbs 18:22 states, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when you wake up, what are you going to do? Are you going to speak life, or are you going to speak death? And you just have the choice to just really be accountable for your life decisions. See, God gives us, yes, God is the author to our story, but he also gives us free will. He also gives us free will to choose what direction we want to take. We have a choice to follow the truth, or we have the choice to follow the lies of this world. And when we follow the lies of the world, we become irresponsible. We don't remain accountable for our actions. And me, before I was even following the Lord as strongly as I am today, I have to honestly say that me living out in the world and doing worldly things had me very irresponsible. It had me very irresponsible. I was very lost, and I just never took responsibility for anything. I blamed everything on everyone else. Maybe you are one to be to do the exact same thing, and it's a very hard thing to admit that you are not taking accountability of your own actions and your own life choices. But that's the great thing about who God is and how God is. He really helps us, and he brings things to our light. He brings things to light, as he is the light of this world. And yeah, I really felt like accountability is a very, very big thing. We have to remain accountable every single day. There's not a time, and there's not a day, there's not a life choice, there's not a life decision where we are not going to have that responsibility of being responsible for the actions that we make. And that's something that I feel like a lot of people don't really, I guess we don't really have a good example of, we don't have a good example of people really like breaking this down and really speaking about what it means to be accountable and take responsibility of your actions. So if you guys have any questions so far, if you're here live, please go ahead and leave your comments below, or any questions that you have, I would love to answer. But yes, how are you guys taking responsibility for your actions? Are you taking the time to reflect on a day-to-day basis on the life decisions that you are making. Are the life decisions you're making, are they going to benefit your life or are they going to harm your life? These are very important things that we have to, on a daily basis, ask ourselves. We really have to take the time and reflect on these things. Are we being accountable? Are we? How does God teach us accountability through His Word? Well, it's actually very simple. It's very, very simple. Confessing our sins brings so much accountability. It brings the awareness of being responsible. It enlightens it. And I'm really going to explain how I didn't really realize how just admitting to the things that I was doing wrong in my life to God, how that showed responsibility for me. But then as I continued to have my walk with God and continue to listen to God's words and listen to what He had to say and listen to what the Bible tells us to do, it really showed me. And so I want to talk. So the word confess means to admit or state that one has committed a crime or is at fault in some way. Well, the moment where I had to stop and confess to God about my alcohol problem, I had to admit to Him. I had to admit to Him and admit to the situation that I was not really being responsible. I was turning to alcohol as a way of coping with my problems instead of seeking counsel or seeking professional help or seeking God, which is the most important thing to do, is to seek God in everything. I wasn't doing none of these things. I wasn't doing any of these things. So as I began to confess the different things that I had done in my life to God, He really, really started to shine the light so bright in these dark areas, because that's what sin does. Sin keeps us in the dark. It really keeps us in the dark. And as soon as I began to admit to these things, God began to reveal to me how I needed to become a more responsible woman. And that really pruned me a lot. Because my alcohol addiction was such a big, big stronghold in my life, that was the main thing that really opened my eyes to a lot of things that I was struggling with in my life. And it really showed me, this really admitting to that really showed me how irresponsible I was and how I needed to become more accountable. And yeah, so that's one way God teaches us accountability. Through His Word, it's by confessing our sins. No, sometimes confessing our problems, confessing the things that we know are not the right things to do, it can be difficult. It can be very difficult, but it brings so much freedom. It brings this freedom that gives you a feeling lighter, and just to know that you just speaking to God and just confessing these things and really doing these things, it really brings a very, very good freedom feeling. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. May God continue to bless you. If you are in need for personal prayer, send in your prayer requests or request a personal prayer call at loveletters.com. Until next time, be blessed.